Hi, Miss
Hello.
Cosgrove. Miss Cosgrove? Okay, Miss
Yes.
Cosgrove?
Yeah,
Hi,
yes.
this is Eva with Emergency Roadside Assistance. The claim representative called, but she didn't have all the information that I am needing. It's
I am
wondering.
on Mill. I'm on Mill Street over here where the trucks park by Master Brand.
Okay, I understand that. But what I'm going to need from you, do you have any of your policy information?
Yes, I have all my paperwork right here.
Okay, could you tell me the effective date that your policy went into effect?
Okay, hold on just a minute. It's really dark in here. My battery's completely dead.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, well, I just need a jump. No cars around to give me a jump. I don't know where I sat because I didn't want to leave them. Oh, here they are. Here they are. Hold on. Give me just a sec here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's slow. Yeah, she was very nice. The lady was very nice.
Yes, she
I'll talk
was.
to talking to her. Okay, I'm gonna put you on a flashlight on so I can see on my phone. It's wanting to die too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm just in a mess here, huh? Okay, policy. The policy started. All right. The date was 3/28 or 2/28. Effective date 02/28.
2020.
02/28.
Okay.
So I think February 28th.
Yes, ma'am. Now, do you see a producer code?
Okay, I didn't get asked that one before. Let me see. What does it look like?
It's a 4 or 5 digit number. It says
Okay.
producer code.
Okay. Give me just a sec. I have one more flashlight that might work. Okay. Okay, I don't know. That's not working either. Hold on, just give me a sec. I'll find something so I can see. Okay, here we go. Now, it's a 5-digit number you said, honey?
It would say producer code. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can't find it. It's really dark in here. You know what? I got a candle. Hold on just a minute. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Just be careful.
I am. That's the only way I can see right now. Do that. That's a good idea, Tina. Okay, here we go. You just got this candle too. Turn it off. Oh my goodness. Boy, my life has just been screwed today, I'm telling you. Everything's been hard for me. I don't know.
I think we've all had those days.
I'm having like a triple double day. My husband hasn't been home since we fought yesterday.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It was my fault. I shouldn't have picked on him like I did. I called him a little girl. That was pretty mean. He's worried about me. I got liver problems, and I don't care about what's going on out in the world, you know? And he wants me to be extra careful, and I just don't listen to him sometimes. Yeah, I should. I'm looking for a flashlight. Here we go. Okay, five letters or words?
It's numbers.
Numbers? Okay. All right, numbers. Boy, I never knew this was. This is my first time doing all this. Okay, what's it called? Code?
It's producer code.
Producer code. All I see is one that says, binder number and code number. That's all I see on the front. And the VIN number. Oh my goodness. This is really not. Let me see how I'm looking. I'm looking. I don't see anything else except for the listing of coverage.
Go more or less to the front of the page, and it should be where the effective date area is and the VIN number. So look in that area.
It's 2003127. That's the only one. It says code on it. My VIN number is in the middle, and then there's a symbol that says, it's a symbol, and it says 0629. Agreed value, lien, that's about it.
Now, is there like
effective date? It's got an effective date, and then it says reference number. Let me see. That's my number. It's got a binder number.
No, it should say producer code.
Yeah, I don't even see that on here. Have a coverage vehicle information. Let me look over here. For my name and date of birth, insured, Social Security, license in Oregon, married, date of birth, yeah. Why do you want to know your date of birth? Application, it might be in the on a different page here. I don't know. I got so much paperwork, I don't even know where to look, honey. Honestly. I'm looking, though.
All right, thank you.
Here you go. Let me see. Is it the paper that you have to keep in your card, identification card? It should have the policy, effective date, expiration, year, model, and make. And then it says my name and the agency for claims and customer. It says Alpha Property. Da, 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 da. I'm looking, honey. I am really looking hard here. Let's see. Policy effective date. There's a binding number, my VIN number, stream. In case of an accident, yeah, I can't. I'm still looking. I got like tons of paper right here. I'm looking. Let's see. Cross, policy number. That's what you want, right?
Well, she gave me the policy number.
Okay. Okay.
And what policy number do you have? You want to read it off?
4869320.
Yes, she gave me that number.
Okay. I'm still looking. Online, temporary, my phone. I am looking at Oregon. God, I hate when I don't know what the heck I'm doing right now. Help me, Lord, to see better. Okay, right. There we go. Let's see what this one says. Payment date, policy number, Tina Crotch received 74. There's no number on this one. Oh. Well, I did give you a lot of paperwork. Crocs provided the SCRA. Okay. When contacting for a reference number, is that what it is? A risk simulation number? They got a big number over here.
And
I
what? Because it
number,
would. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, honey, you first.
No, because I was going to say, it just should say producer code, and it would give like a 5-digit number and then a plan letter, which would be an alphabet code, a 1 or 2 alphabet code.
Yeah, I don't have that. That's weird. Not even on here.
Okay, now, Miss Tina, without...
I just got that big old... All I got is this big old phone number or whatever. It's 200-562-31314119 alpha under... Oh, gosh. Help me, God, because I really want to go home.
I understand that, Miss Tina. Now, Miss Tina, without that producer code and plan information, your service tonight would be an out-of-pocket expense to you, and you would have to submit a reimbursement consideration through your insurance provider.
Okay, and how much would it cost for you guys to come out and give me a jump?
Okay, now what I would have to do is finish getting all the rest of the information, contact a service provider, and he would quote the rates, and that rate could run anywhere from $75 on up.
I am looking still.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Consumers report, we don't care about that, do we? Application. Policy number, calculation. This one is different from that one. Attached to policy number. Why didn't they show me that before? I don't get that. Because I asked her to help me with this. payment. I'm looking very fast too. Credit card, policy number. It's only policy numbers. I don't get what you're trying to tell me. That's all it is that policy number. Maybe I should call her back and ask her.
Oh, I even inquired as for the producer code and the plan letter as well, and she didn't have that information listed. She said she was in claims.
Huh. Wow. Account needed. Okay, hold on, Dave. I got papers like galore over here. Hold on. Let me move this bag out of the way. Here's some more papers. Lord, help me. What did I do with that thing? God dang it. Oh, I'm going to kill myself someday.
Oh, no, don't do that, Miss Tina.
I'm just dressed so bad.
No, Miss Tina.
Oh, it's just a figure of speech, honey.
I definitely understand.
I'm looking on the front page again. They gave me this paper, and then it doesn't have anything like what you're looking for. It just says the driver's name, that's me, and my birth date, the relationship, application, gender or male, single, social security number, SR22, no. Four, it's 5 numbers, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm looking for 5 numbers. I got my driver license number.
Have you ever used roadside assistance before, Ms. Tina?
One time, and it wasn't with these people. They were really nice, though, and looked for it for me because I don't know anything about this stuff. I'm new to everything right now, and I got hit in the head. And I can't even remember what happened yesterday.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I'm so
they
sorry.
Found it. Let me see. That's the same one I just gave you, 2003127. Does that sound right? That's the code. That's the cold one.
And you're saying it's 00?
It says 2003127. And then the next thing is my VIN number. Is
I have your VIN number. She gave me your VIN number.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, let me do something here. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me do another search here.
Okay. Coverage policy.
What is your home address?
Mine is in my van. I'm homeless, honey.
I'm sorry?
I'm homeless. I have general delivery. It's 4701, I put, and it says general delivery. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and the city and state location?
Grants Pass, Oregon.
Grandstand?
Grants Pass.
Grants Pass.
Yeah. Where all those crazy hillbillies live.
And your zip code?
97527. God, I wish I could find that because I don't see nothing like that.
Okay, let's see. See if I can do a search under your name and see what I can find.
Sorry, I had a flashlight in my mouth so I could turn the page here. I'll be glad when all this is done. God. They even made me sign a paper to make sure my brother didn't drive my car at all. He's been in like 6 accidents and rolled all his cars. Yeah. And that's the application for that. I am looking. Oh. I agree that the claims and information.
Still nothing coming up. Let me check under what type of car do you have, Miss Tina?
What does that mean?
What is your car type? Is it
I have a 2007 Dodge Caravan.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's dark blue. It's almost in the middle of the road over here off of Mill and J Street by Master Brown.
Seeing if I could do a search on your information and see what I can find.
Okay. Oh, Lord. FPN.
Okay, now with all the information that I inputted in there, nothing is coming up at all.
Right? Everyone's been here checking all these paperwork out too. That's crazy. Why can't I wonder if she could tell me something like that? I don't know.
Well, she said she was in the claims department and their information aren't updated as everybody else's would be. But once again, without that producer code and plan letter, Ms. Tina, that's going to throw you into an out-of-pocket expense, and I would have to contact a service provider and get a quote for you and let you know what that would be. Did you want to do something like that?
I guess I'm going to be stuck here because I don't have that much money, honey.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ms. Tina.
It's okay. You got some crazy assholes out here, too. These epidemics have been going on. They got some crazy people out here.
Yes, ma'am, they
doing do. Doing all kinds of stupid shit.
Yes, ma'am.
I did something stupid. I got me a DUI. That's bad news.
When was this?
I had to do a claim and all that, but too much marijuana.
Oh, no.
I drank it.
Oh, no.
Alcohol. Yeah, I made alcohol. Okay. I'm looking, honey. There's pages that I didn't even know were stuck together.
Okay.
So I'm still looking. What is your name?
My name is Eva.
Viva?
Eva.
Eva. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty name, Eva.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Agent. I am looking really close. Here's the information. Dodge Caravan. VIN number. Claims. I don't get what these people are doing here. All right. I never did like paperwork anyway. You're part of your policy. It says proof of proof of financial responsibilities. This temporary card is valid in case of an accident. The owner's telephone number. ID. Report immediately. And then there's a little tiny number. It says U817. I don't know what that is. And this is the Oregon Vehicle Insurance ID card. So.
And who is your insurance through, Miss Tina?
It's through, Kemper.
Kemper?
Kemper, K-E-M-P-E-R, Specialties.
Okay.
Progressive. I went to Progressive, and this is what I got.
Okay. Well, all right. You keep searching, and I'll be looking for something else as well. I'm going to continue to help you search here.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a blessed soul. All right. Let's see what we got on this page. Policy number. I'm so sick of looking at that policy number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I wonder if that's one of the papers she threw away. Online, Kemper.com, by phone, independent agency, and then it says, by mail, damn it, to hell, I don't know, honey, I guess I'll just have to stay here tonight, because I can't find that damn thing for the life of me.
Okay, well, just hold on.
I'm still looking. I told you, they gave me a big application. dang it. Man. At least I'm reading this thing really good, you know?
You know, a lot of times we get paperwork, we don't read it, but that gives you a chance to read quite a bit of it, right?
Oh, right. Especially when something bad happens, you know, you just go, I'll read it later, and then you don't read it and stuff. Boy, I hate to read, too. And I'm learning some stuff here. Credit score, insurance premium rates, Reporting Act, SCRA, various I wish I had better glasses, too, so I could see better. MedStar Insurance Company. What is a policy insurance score of LexisNexis? I don't know. It's just a big old reference number right here. Is that what you need?
No, ma'am. I'm looking for a 4 or 5-digit number. It could possibly even be a 6-digit number. And then the plan letter, which could be an alphabet. It could be a single alphabet or a double alphabet or...
Okay, they have this customer center with all kinds of numbers. And that probably isn't it. They got a phone number too, right? Why? Okay, please advise copyright of your consumer report, paragraph 4 and 5. I am looking very hard. My toes are cold.
Oh, no.
It's cold here right now. It's been raining and stuff. Okay, contact. Consumer. One of five. Then we got a police report. Oh, Lord, help me. I'm so sorry I'm wasting your time.
I'm still searching as well, so that way to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Okay, this says consumer reporting information. It says Alpha Property Insurance Company. Utilize Motor Vehicle Records, MRVS. Which obtains through Lexis Department of Safety, ADD and Claims, History Clue, obtained driving activity claims, gives a solution. Consumer reporting. And then there's a number. 30348-5108. I'm still looking. And then there's, that was number 2. Page. Alpha Property Consumer. It just keeps showing this darn fucking policy number. It doesn't say anything else. Nothing else. Like what you want me to look for, honey.
Okay.
That's all it has is that darn policy number. No the alphabet, no nothing. Got one page left. Check it out. You know this is going to bug the heck out of me. I'll be up all night looking for the Sargon. Oh, Lord. Please, I understand. It says I understand the order for discontinuing reoccurring pain less cost. Just got my name, policy number, the Visa card, credit card number, but it doesn't give me anything else. No alphabet or anything. It does give me a phone number. It says, but nothing else, honey. I've looked through the whole thing. All I got is this damn policy number. Damn it, the hell. And that's it. That was the last page for me. Let me see. Effective date. Credit reference number. And it puts my name and then the phone number and all that good stuff. But it does have a reference number. She gave you that one?
No, she didn't give me the...
A reference number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She didn't need the reference number. Just she gave me the policy number. And then from there, I need the producer code and the plan letter. You gave me the effective date on the policy, so.
Okay. There's an email, my email address. Symbol, there's a thing called symbol, but that's 06-29-13. And it says vehicle usage, pleasure, model series, caravan, VA, Dodge, years 2007. I'm reading you the whole page here. Lien holder, I got this from a tow truck place. So this is really hard for me here. Premiums, and then it has a whole big list of deductibles, coverage, PIP, UM, UMBI, other collisions, vehicle one, no letters there, driver's rate and information. This is terrible. They should make this so where old people can read it better.
No, it's going to be all right. I'm still trying to look for the information for you. So I haven't given up yet, Miss Dina, okay?
Just, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
I'm getting frustrated now. You get old, you can't find nothing. It'd be sitting right in front of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's
God.
True.
That drives me crazy. He'll sit there and he'll tease me about it, too. Okay. There's my ID number. Non-resident driver application. Why do they want to know if you're married or not? I don't get that. License application. Name of your church. Social Security. Nothing on here, I'm telling you. It's crazy. Really crazy. But I'll go through it 20,000 times till I find nothing. Company information. This is nuts. Oh, my Lord. Why did I put that other piece of paper? I found another paper the other day. And I just had it. Where's my ID scattered everywhere. You know, I just trying to find here. Here we go. Okay. year, name, sticker number, plate number, title number, model. There's alphabets and all kinds of stuff in this one, but I don't know. Vehicle identification number. VIN number. That's my plate number. Expiration date, equipment. Issued. Nothing else. Title number. Model CVN. Style VN. Title numbers 00. That might be an O. O R O O O O 1072905. And then right below it, it says model GVN or CVN. And then this identification number is 1D4GP25B472174455. That's the only alphabets I've seen so far. Honestly. It's terrible. I'm about to give up here. I don't know what else to do. Where is my folder at? Oh. Why are they picking on me? Oh, that's a ticket. Okay. Here I am. You said you need a lot of papers for insurance, I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. All right, let me see what this one is. Okay. Let's see. No, that's not it. Okay, we got more papers. Okay. Nothing. Wow. This is really weird. Mm. Okay, what is this one? State of Oregon. Oh, that's my court papers. I'm tearing up my folder right now because this is, I'm going to find that. What can I see? I got a yellow piece of paper here. Did they have it?
No, Miss Tina, I've searched high and low for this, and you're unable to...
Will the paper have it on it?
It should be on your paperwork, so we can do an out-of-pocket expense, and you can take it and submit a reimbursement consideration through your provider.
Mm-hmm.
Or either you can call your insurance provider back, see if you can talk with someone in the insurance field, not the claim field, but the insurance field. So that way we'll be able to get the producer code and plan letter information, your full policy information. You could probably have them on the phone and have them do a three-way and give us a call so we can get your information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Account arrest. They've got a policy number here, a serial number. It says, I don't know, you have to have your insurance before you can get your license or title or anything. All right. You know, I'll just push it out of the way if I can. All righty, honey.
All right, Miss Tina, you try and be safe out there, okay?
Yep. Oh, hey, what was that word you were looking for?
Producer code.
Producer code?
Yes, ma'am.
And I was wishful thinking. I have to put my glasses on and say I got agency and OPS. Got it. Producer code. Why is it, maybe it's different here than it is here. I don't know. Okay, I'll just let you go.
All right, Miss Tina, you take care of yourself, okay, and be safe.
Yeah, I will. Bye.
Bye now.
If I find it, I'm calling you back.
Yes, ma'am, please do.
I will. You have a blessed night, sweetheart.
And you as well, Miss Tina.
I'm not
going
to give up. If I have to call her back.
You be safe
right.
Then, okay?
I'll
when
try.
You find it, you give us a call right back, okay?
A producer, right?
Producer code and plan letter.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
She was everywhere on that computer. Come on, get off there.